May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn 758. 758. Sons of God in tribulation, let your eyes the Saviour view. He's the rock of our salvation. He was tried and tempted too, all to succour every tempted, burdened son. Hymn 758.
Thank you. Let's read firstly from Psalm 24. Psalm 24, we turn to the Song of Solomon. Psalm 24, a psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, which is by grace, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. I like these words. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, O God of Jacob, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory, Selah. We turn to the Song of Solomon, chapter 2. I am Song of Solomon, chapter 2. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. As the lily among the thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Stay me with flagons, comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor wake my love till he please. The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. O my dove, that art in the cleft of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance. let me hear thy voice. For sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. That my beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies until the day break and the shadows flee away. Turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bethel. And just a few verses. I wonder if these words might apply. By night on my bed I sought him. Whom my soul loveth, I sought him, but I found him not. I will rise now and go about the city and the streets. In the broad ways I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me, of whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived me. It means right to his home, doesn't it? I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hind of the field, that ye stir not up nor wake my love till he please. Just a few verses in chapter 4. Chapter 4. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes within thy locks. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Mount Gilead. Thy teeth are like a flock of sheep that are even shorn, which came up from the washing, whereof every one bear twins, none is barren among them. Thy lips are like a thread of scarlet, and thy speech is comely. Thy temples are like a piece of a pomegranate in thy locks. Thy neck is like the tower of David, builded for an armoury, whereon there hang a thousand bucklers, all shields of mighty men. Thy two breasts are like two young roes that are twins, which feed among the lilies until the day break and the shadows flee away. I will get me to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. We leave the reading there. Amen. O Lord, we do seek that thou hear us, for thy presence with sinners. Thou didst come and eat with them. We want to feel the same, a little sweet nearness to thee, and thou feed the poor and grant those crumbs of mercy. Lord, we come and seek that thou be pleased, Lord, to forgive our many, many sins and shortcomings. Oh, we would feel it more. But we do own, Lord, that we do need thy rich forgiveness. Need thee, Lord, to come over the mountains and hills. Come, Lord, and separate us unto the gospel. Deliver us from unbelief and every carking care. But oh, we pray, Lord, that thou bless us around thy word. We'd be thankful for it, Lord, but we need it open for us by the blessed Spirit. Need the Lord to grant a little light and truth from thy precious word that enters into hearts, Lord, until they believe and are delivered and are blessed and are able to say, it is the Lord, and perhaps to say, let him do what seemeth him good. We seek, Lord, that thou remember seekers. Often we pray that thou make us true seekers, and remember those, Lord, we gather up, perhaps young in years especially, bringing them unto Jesus, praying that thou richly bless them and make them a blessing. Hear prayer, Lord, just recently for the young, that they might be raised up to fulfill thy will, but to grant they may be kept to thy house, even here. We pray that thou remember the sick and the afflicted. Think of those, Lord, that we would bear before thee daily, in deep trouble and sickness. And our friend Daniel too, we remember him especially, bringing him unto thee with his dear one and little one too. We pray that thou hear us for them, and grant there may be a time of healing in time, and to thy praise of thy goodness. We do ask, Lord, that thou heal and restore. But then there are others, Lord, that have infirmities and losses. And those we remember, Lord, the throne of grace for thy gracious help in all thy holy will. And we pray that thou look down upon the churches. Then the Spirit will be poured upon us if thou dost look down. That's what we ask for. Oh, and may the Lord grant a little sweet lifting up and a blessing until we might say we have found him. We seek, Lord, that thou remember our land, have mercy. There is prayer offered up, Lord. Still we pray that thou hear us in these dark days. Oh, that thou wilt remember us, Lord, as we pray for the return of the Spirit that will richly bless our nation with a blessing from the Lord. That there may be, Lord, such a return unto the Almighty. But what things are upon us, how we need grace to confess our sins, even personally. Remember those in Europe we pray for. Seek, Lord, that thou hold back the dreadful cold weather for them, if it please thee. Do be with those we bear before thee that are not favoured in the least, as we are this evening with comforts on every hand. We pray that thou remember those, Lord, especially that have come up with a longing and with a desire, Lord, that they may not leave thy house except thou bless them, according to thy word. Those, Lord, that are on the stretch, and yet, Lord, they the sins do beset them still. Oh, we pray that thou bless them and make thy word such powerful truth that they may lose sight of all things. And they, when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And that's what we need. Seek, Lord, that thou help us to be thankful for the mercies that surround us. And Lord, do crown thy gospel with success. Oh, but we're brought low, Lord. We beg that thou return little sweet power and savour the Holy Spirit. We might feel it, Lord, and prevail at the throne of grace. Return, sweet messenger of peace. We would seek, Lord, to come now and pray for strength equal for the service, and may we be the Lord's messenger. Oh, we think it would be a wonderful mercy in the Lord's message, the messenger of the covenant, one in thy hand. Help us, Lord, thou knowest our need. We feel our poverty, and we seek much for thy mercy upon us. Remember those we pray for that we can think upon so much, that thou help them in their losses. Strengthen and bless them day by day. Thou knowest all things. Pray that thou hear us, Lord, for thy favour this evening. May it be like the rain upon the mown grass, little dew from heaven, little sweetness, Lord, that this world can never give, a little sweet communion with the Lord, that we might be able to leave all things in spirit for the things above, and make us right, and bring us right at last. We seek, Lord, to pray that thou remember any that we may have left out. We think of those, Lord, that who need thee. Pray that thou bless them in their need, that my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we would plead that sweet truth of the atonement to be near our heart, or to be sweetly felt and known, until we might be able to say it is good for us to be here. Lord, come, we pray, and remember seekers, again we pray for them. And we seek that thou be with us now, Lord, to help us. Thou knowest our felt need. Supply it by thy Spirit. We ask all with the pardon of every sin, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn number 588. 588. A limping beggar, clothed in rags, disgraceful and forlorn, in self a mass of hateful dregs, in Satan's image born, to Jesus comes with all his woes, and loud for mercy cries, and mercy like a river flows from Jesus' heart and eyes. Hymn 588.
the Lord may graciously help me. I would direct you to the Song of Solomon. We read the 17th verse in the second chapter. The Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 17. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether. And we feel to need the help of God, that we may have preached from this, but it's a very sweet part, isn't it? Friends, it's the prayer indicted, isn't it, of the Holy Spirit. Until the day break and the shadows flee away. It's that indicted desire that we have read of those seekings, haven't we, in the sweet psalm, a generation of them that seek him. But as God may help me, I want to notice a few things that belong to this verse, and also in the chapter 4, until the day break and the shadows flee away, I will get me to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. But it seems to me that I must firstly speak of the ways of God with his people in their beginnings, we might say. When they begin to seek the Lord, even as we have read, on my bed I sought him. Lord knows. And my thoughts go to the two parts that belong to seekers. The first part we might notice is this very deep complaint. Until the day break, it's going, walking, travelling much by night, isn't it? My heart, friends, goes up to the Lord for those that are blessed with faith, but it needs such an increase, and we may well feel the same. It's this particular thought, it's that faith that needs quickening so much. And it may be a temptation that it's not enough. Well, the Lord spoke of little faith. You know, little faith can look, as we sing sometimes, to Sinai, and oh, the dreadful dreadful trouble it brings, doesn't it, to a soul that's quickened by God's grace. They look, and we know what it is, and seek for something that is from Sinai. That, because we're born under Sinai, friends, we need quickening and drawing upwards by that living faith. I want to notice it. It's this faith of God's elect, but it may be very small indeed. But I would seek to gather up those that can just about get into the first few thoughts, until the day break and the shadows flee away. And these are the shadows that overshadow seekers, because Satan will seek to turn them back into the dark ways. And this poor dying world, and there is much knowledge of unbelief, isn't there? Those that seek the Lord and yet cannot find him. And yet there is imparted a spirit of faith, but you know, it's so low, isn't it? If I come rightly this evening, those that say, well, we do love to hear the gospel and the truth of it, but it doesn't seem to reach my case, my heart. It doesn't seem to bring that liberty that is known by God's dear people, that are blessed with the increase. Well, friends, what's to be done? Friends, it's to preach the Lord, even Jesus. Oh, it's him that is the sweet author and finisher of faith, seek for the beginning as well as the end of living faith. It's a sweet thought, isn't it? Friends, what he begins, he carries on. Not like us. Oh, how soon we may begin to give up and call no more in Jesus' name. Now, what is it that's needed, friends? The increase of faith, isn't it? Well, friends, what a thought it is, isn't it? It dwells in the darkness until the daybreak. The shadows. Can ever God dwell here? Am I his or am I not? But then, is that continual walking sometimes in the darkness until, and that's when Satan gets going, doesn't he? To seem to separate these seekers from their God, but he can't, and he won't, by the power of living faith granted until the daybreak. Now it does speak to me of the beginnings of those that seek the Lord, and maybe, as we have said, on their beds, and they do desire that God may come as only he can. I draw a bow at a venture. I believe there are those that are troubled with unbelief, and cast down and ready to give up. Well, friends, there's no armour for the back, is there? But there is that sweet shield of faith, and that's what faith does. It interposes with times of refreshing of this shield of faith, and so it is lifted up to preserve these seekers and to bring them on their way. But oh, they still struggle on, don't they, and need the Lord so much. Well, that's how my mind has been led. I want to notice these thoughts, especially with seekers. But then there's also that taking up of the ways of God with his people. Oh, it's those that have long been in the way that need him more than ever. Oh, to bring them on their way. To return. To come with that sweet power and gift, I think it was prayed for yesterday, of the Holy Ghost. Oh, to come and grant a little sweet knowledge and blessing of the Lord until the day break, and you may be walking in that perhaps this evening hour. Those that have long been in the way, they know a few things, but their hearts are still as bad as ever. They still have such need of the Lord to do as he always has done, to grant that increase, perhaps more so as they go onwards. And to them these words have a special meaning, until the day break. Perhaps it's the dark nights. I'm not speaking naturally only, but it's the nights of troubles, as the Lord brings his people in their little course. Oh, the troubles that are brought by his wisdom. And we wonder if ever God will appear until the day break. What a good prayer, friends. You know, there's faith in it, isn't there? It's that humble faith, and friends, it's no worse for the trial of it until the daybreak. I like those words, friends. Sometimes it's so dark, so hard to continue, so uphill, we might say. Sometimes we use that expression, don't we? Uphill. Well, it is to these poor souls that would see Jesus. It's uphill, isn't it? Now, I'm thinking of a few sons that have set over them. Now they're in especial trouble. Maybe in providence, but certainly in their souls. Maybe a long time before they, a long time since they had a little sweet light, the Lord, a sweet glimpse of their Saviour. And all is, well, the hymn writer says, "'Tis midnight with my soul till he, bright morning star bids darkness flee." Is that what you need, the bright star of David? Oh, there's much of Christ in it, isn't there? And these are the longings that are perfected over many years, perhaps, of trial. The trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, that might be tried with fire. Many things. Now that's where my mind has gone, as if I must try and find these characters first in the first thoughts here, and they begin perhaps to look to Sinai. Now friends, that's our folly. The Lord help me be faithful. You'll not get better there. But it's when the day breaks, what a difference it is naturally. How much more spiritually, when a little light is known by the sweet Spirit of God, shining, friends, as only God can. It is so naturally, isn't it? What a difference when the sun arises. How the Lord's people need it. Well, they can't go on, but they will. It's walking, perhaps, in sadness, and some of us are very concerned. Indeed, I don't want to speak wrongly, but oh, the decline and the sadness that belongs to our day compared to previous years when we were younger, especially. Friends, I want to be very clear about it. There's a great need of the Lord to return in this dark day, where in the churches, a sweet, fresh outpouring of the Spirit, and it's personal. But also I want to touch upon that need of an understanding. I tried to speak of understanding yesterday, of the dreadful state we're in. And may it bring us to the mercy seat until the daybreak, when the Lord may appear, rejoice many hearts. Now what is to be done, friends? Well, man will flee to formalism and say, well, that's the way it is. And we'll go on, and if we're blessed, we're blessed. And if we're saved, well, that would be very good. But really, we can't do anything. And that's about the end of it, I fear. Friends, we need shaking out of it. Perhaps that's the teaching that we need to understand. Oh, that God may appear. And I need it so much in my heart. And I have to go and speak of these things and feel that really how we need the Holy Spirit to direct us to the throne of grace. Where we might tell him, until the day break and he appears, until the Lord shines, then we can feel sweetness in salvation's plan. Or until there's that sweet going in the tops of the mulberry trees among his people, their hearts are moved. That's what we need. Holy Spirit to move hearts. And we might well think of those sentiments, Lord, begin with me. And what about his word, friends? Is it neglected? Do we pick at it and say, well, we'll have our reading, but we don't want it too close. Friends, I speak very plainly. There is need to understand why the Spirit is grieved. We look at ourselves. But then, what do the world see? Well, they think, what a nice congregation, and how favoured, perhaps. But friends, it's the Lord among us, we have to speak carefully. Then there'll be that sweet knowledge of him and seeking to obey his commandment with that desire toward his name because of love, friends, in the heart, love of Christ. Oh, I would seek to the Lord that there may be a gracious return of the Spirit until there are those constrained to say, as I often repeat, hinder me not, ye much loved saints, for I must go with you. I'm not here to over preach all these things, but they rest on my mind. Friends, and I believe there's need to consider that it is a solemn thing to withstand the Holy Spirit. And we need the Lord to revive us. I do. But then I want to come to the remedy in coming to these words that seem to fill my heart, and yet I felt so poor in coming along. Well, it seems to take up, friends, so many deep cries and desires in the night time. That's where the Lord's people are often found to be. The Lord finds them. Oh, but they cannot find him. What should be done? Well, friends, they have to go unto the Lord and seek that he might appear. Where? In his house. Among the brethren. That he loves. We read of it in the scripture. He loves the tents. The hymn writer said he loves the tents of Jacob. Well, still in Zion loves to dwell. Why? Friends, it's his presence, isn't it? When the Lord comes and some want entertainment, friends, we want to speak very carefully about it. It's these hallowed souls that own their sin and seek much unto the Lord in a time when he may be found. I want to come a little closer. The words here may be long then, in many applications, until the day break and the shadows flee away. Especially, I think of that darkness that sometimes fills the hearts of God's people. They struggle on, don't they? Will he come today? Will it be a time when the Lord may appear? Perhaps you've taken up with your lawful business, but at the end of the day, is it not so? They say, ah, Lord, come at evening late. Perhaps a service. Or perhaps in your humble thoughts or at the throne of grace. I remember coming home from work, Tunbridge Wells once, and I felt sure that the Lord was pleased to help me. I got home and I had to get on my own, friends, and poured out my heart unto the Lord with a little sweet help. And then he drew near. Oh, friends, how it encouraged me. How it lifted me up to seek more earnestly his face. So I know something of the truth, friends. It's when the Lord appears and he doesn't come empty-handed. Comes with his grace. It's in our text. I want to come to it. Oh, he doesn't come and point poor souls to Sinai. It says, well, he remembers Calvary, nor let his saints forget. Oh, the Lord direct us, friends, to the remedy for these sin-sick souls. That's what they are. And they don't really know how to confess their sins, but they're very low and full of wants and fail to be at the ends of the earth sometimes. Well, friends, what's to be done? It's what the Lord will do for them, isn't it? until the day break and the shadows flee away. Now, the desire of my heart is to speak the remedy. But these characters, we've just very briefly noticed something belonging to those that need the Lord. Again, we have it in the sentiments, until the day break and the shadows flee away, I will get me unto the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. I want to speak a little about the remedy, you see. The two verses to me, friends, seem to be so sweetly joined together. First the lowness and then the blessing. First the knowledge of sin and then a little sweet knowledge of the Saviour. A little sweet glimpse beyond lovely man. But perhaps down again you go. But friends, this is the gospel, isn't it? It's what the Lord will do. And he brings poor sinners to at this point that they're guilty, with hearts relenting, until the day break and the shadows flee away. It says how suitable the words, turn my beloved. Well, you may say, I hardly know if I can call him beloved. Well, friends, what about his sweet mercies to you when you were going as far from God as sheep can run? Not a thought about your soul. Now, is it not he that has brought you again? Ah, to the throne of grace and to say, Lord, forgive. And it's increasing knowledge, isn't it? Of one's felt sense of guilt and shame. It won't be anything less here below. Friends, guilt and shame attend the hearts of God's people, but that's not all. No. It'd be sad if that was all, wouldn't it? It's when the morning star appears, as we have been reminded in my comments. It's this particular thought, and there's something I want to bring in with it quickly. It says, be thou like a roe, a young hart, upon the mountains of Betha. They're mountains of division, aren't they? Very apt description of what sin is and does, and the awful malady of it. We need deliverance from sin, the guilt of it, and the dominion of it that binds our souls so fast to this world and to Satan. But, oh, friends, it's the malady, isn't it? How profound it is. We can never say we've got to the bottom of it. Oh, it keeps returning, doesn't it? The malady. Do you need a good physician? Skillful and exceeding kind. Well, friends, that's something to bless God for, that you're not left. You can say honestly, you're not left in the pit, are you? There's a set time he has appointed, and it just needs the Lord, in the words of our text, until the day break and the shadows flee away. So there's a little sweet hope springs up. It's in the man, Christ Jesus. You seek much for his mercy. We often seem to be speaking of dear Joseph and how we may be reminded of the Lord and his people in the way that they're appointed to go and seek much his face. My thoughts go to the words here, as God may bring them to my heart a little. It does seem as if there's something here I must seek to excuse me, to notice. The Lord may grant something right suitable to those that need thee, Lord, the shadows to be turned away. Turn, my beloved, to be thou like a roe, a young hart, upon the mountains of Bether. Have you got any mountains of Bether? Oh, I think of them as division. Think of them as those things that are to be walked in. And how divided you may be from the Lord himself, from the ways that he appoints, until it needs the Lord to grant the convoy of his love till the day break. And I want to come especially to my thoughts here, as God may help me. Turn, my beloved. Oh, is it not a sweet entreaty? My beloved. My friends, we do need the Lord to help us to know what this means. Or to know a little of this sweet increase of God's love. And the sweet portion the Lord is pleased to give to his people until he appears. That's what is meant here, isn't it? Until the day break. Till the Lord may come. Till he may fill your poor heart with his hid treasure. Until he may come with all the sweetness. It's the honey out of the rock, isn't it? When the Lord comes and sets your poor soul in such a sweet frame that you think it will ever last, then these shadows and troubles, friends, more deep than I can speak about. Why? What is the meaning of it all? The sadness that belongs sometimes to the Lord's people when they feel to be cast out of his sight. They feel to be so full of sin and so ready to give up and call no more on Jesus' name. Is it so? Well, let me come a little further. What we want to notice, friends, is a time here that is appointed until the day break and the shadows flee away. Seems to me to speak of a very blessed state when these shadows, what it really means is that the Lord's mercy arising, doesn't it? The Lord to come and grant a little sweet knowledge of himself, perhaps in the words here that belong to the dear hymn writer in the Song of Solomon here. It is this, isn't it? What the Lord will do about it. That's what the dear man is seeking. That the Lord may come and return. Turn, my beloved. Oh, do not be long. Haste unto me. Bring me in the way that is right in thy sight. And cause me to know and hear thy voice, and even enter whilst there's room. I want to come very quickly. It does seem there's something here attends my thoughts, both in the two verses. I want to come to the sweetness of the gospel. Now, the matter is this, there's a time God has appointed for his dear people, that they may yet be delivered from their fears and their sins, which are many. And then a little further, as we may notice in the words here, that he might swiftly come. Is that what you need? Turn, my beloved, again. Be thou like a roe young hart upon the mountains of Bether, mountains of division, whatever they are. The heart knoweth its own bitterness. When will the Lord appear? When will my sorrows end? When shall they end? Sometimes we might think it to be a very great question. Now, sometimes the Lord lays his people so low that they wonder where the scene will end. You really wonder if the Lord has forsaken them quite, or that they have been left, that they are gone. Well, let me notice the thoughts here. Oh, the Lord help me to just notice them quickly. It's this particular time that God has appointed when he appears. And there's that sweet light to shine when the road leads you to the Lamb. Let me come a little closer. Is it not to be able to feel a little sweetness? The balm of Gilead, we tried to speak of it just recently. Your heart is on the stretch sometimes for a little sweet knowledge of that heavenly balm. I must speak about it. Or for a little time, as God may direct us. They seem to occupy my thoughts here, as if we must notice perhaps a time here of delay until the daybreak. What it means perhaps to some poor troubled heart, and I must come quickly, but is his mercy clean gone forever? The Lord not regard the prayer of the destitute, not despise their prayer? You'll know what it is. I feel like that if the Lord is pleased to try your heart. Then there's something I want to come to. And this is the faith of God's elect. I want to come to it. As God may help me. Because it's a remedy, friends. I try to bring before you the sadness, the lowness, the awful condition that's known and felt. Is some kind haven near, we may wonder, what and how we get through. What is the Lord's will, and how there may be perhaps a few thoughts in this verse that may begin to be like the daybreaking, when the shadows flee away. Now this is the matter of it, friends. It's this little faith again. I will get me to notice it. It's when there's a little searching for that increase, a little sweet hoping against hope. But I want to come to the remedy. The Lord does in his word, and it would be a sad thing if I don't touch upon the sweet remedy for the midnight oil, if you like, whatever it is, the darkness that keeps you awake at night, perhaps. What will become of me? And there are many burdens, friends, that press you so low. Well, friends, what we need is the increase, not of unbelief, plenty of that, but a little of him. This is what's in our text. And it filled my heart just a little to get to the remedy. It's contained in these words. As if The author, I believe it to be Solomon. Friends, he's beginning to press toward the mark here. It seems a little light in the darkness. Friends, he can't make the light. He has to wait for it. Oh, I will get me at the time when the Lord appears. Is it not so? The Lord has a waiting people. And they have to wait for his time, his appointments. Oh, friends, let me put it another way, friends. It's not always midnight, is it? Maybe a long night. Some of you know what I mean. Right glad you are when the light begins to shine. Now, spiritually, how much more, friends, when there's a little kindling of his love that kindles yours. That sweet spirit of it, that I want to take it up. It's not the works of man. We need to be ever so careful about it, friends. And not to say we're the Lord's people because we're so dark. Well, we are dark. Friends, it's the light we need. Now, is it not searching by it? Seeking unto him? If ever my poor soul be saved, it is Christ must be the way. You find any fault with that? Ah, let him come. That's the experience. We read in God's word, I've learned by experience. You that have been long in the way, you know the difference, don't you? Oh, to be left under the law, as it were, with a wretched heart that seems to be opposed to God and godliness, seems to want something else, left for a moment, for a small moment, have I forsaken thee? And chastened too. A few losses and crosses. I speak so carefully. Friends, still is the same. I will get me. It's to Christ, isn't it? Oh, that we can't just bring these things of ourselves, but it's the light divine, isn't it? Do you like the hymns about it? When he shines, what a difference. You know, he makes all things new, doesn't he? We read about it in the Revelation, isn't it? When he renews, friends. God needs no renewing, but we do. And the Son needs no renewing. We just need the benefit of it, naturally. How much more spiritually, friends? Now, is it well when the Lord comes with his light? Of his truth. You say, well, I don't need the truth. And there's that going after it. That's the difference between formalism. It doesn't go after Christ. Oh, but the soul born of God needs the Lord himself. And he gets right down in the dust about it. Oh, my sins, return, O Lord. Come quickly, hasten. May it be a time when the Lord appears to grant little sweet kindling in your heart. You know, where there's that light, there'll be love. Say, oh, that I could know and love him more. His beauty's trace, his majesty adore. Live near his heart, upon his bosom lean. Daily all his holy will esteem. We had one dear lady, we do miss her. Friends, she often used to repeat that to me. Oh, friends, we want real things for eternity. Things of the Spirit revealing, the things of God, with life and power and sweetness too. That honey out of the rock, we read of the cliff rock and the honey too. The Lord grants it. And then, friends, what a going unto him there is. It's that looking. I like those sentiments. Looking unto Jesus. the author and finisher of our faith. And then, by the help of God, we have it in the verse here. I will get me to the mountain of myrrh. What does it mean? Well, it's not Sinai, friends. It's Christ and the graces to lay down his life. None could take it away. But friends, it's the graces that abound in the God-man. Do you need them? Every one of them? What he is? Oh, you need him. I need thee every hour, said one. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Oh, I hope I'm not preaching to just walls or something this evening. And I'm so poor, I can't get exactly. But the myrrh, it really speaks of his sufferings. How intense. And yet he wouldn't drink the myrrh. The depth of the sufferings. Oh, get me to the mountain of myrrh. Calvary, and the grace is there, and that are made known, it's in his death. Oh, the sweet savour of life in it. Is that what you need? Oh, there's this little going out to him, isn't there? It's unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins. You need the application. Now, friends, what think you of Christ? There's a hymn that I like to think about. And if free grace, why not for me? Oh, I would be thinking more of that, friends. If it's free, why not for me? In the sweetest sentiment of it. Friends, ready to give. We need the Lord to help us to beg and ask him yet more for the increase, for the blessing of free grace, all sin abounding. You say, I can't get so high. Friends, it's him that's high, and we'll be in the depths sometimes. It's this, isn't it? What he is. Oh, to these poor sinners, friends, he doesn't turn his eye away from them, especially at the throne of grace. His eye is upon them. Thought about it in the sweet Psalm 24 for the comfort of the Lord's people. Many sweet psalms, aren't there? I was thinking of Psalm 24. This is a generation of them that seek him, especially in the words of our text. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Oh, to hasten the time, as it were, when the iron bars and brazen gates shall be dealt with. Lord, to open the way unto the Holy of Holies, and to that sweetness of his name, like ointment poured forth. Friends, it's the atonement, isn't it? That's what's spoken of here by his sufferings. What a sacred part it is. I need much grace to even think about it. Oh, friends, but it's by his death poor sinners live. Well, what a sweet subject that is. Oh, he laid it down. But friends, it's what the Father required. The measure of it was his own heart's blood, that the atonement might be that which would be acceptable on high until he should come as the Lord of hosts. Perhaps in the sweet part in 24th Psalm, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Where? Well, especially to the sheepfold, But then it's the kingdom of God. Friends, he fills it with his love. And so my thoughts have gone to this truth. I will get me as a poor, broken sinner. I think one of the brethren said about being full of unbelief. I could go with that. Oh, friends, it's what he is, isn't it? It's what he is appointed by the Father to fulfill. But, oh, it's his obedience. The Father couldn't look upon him, but how he receives him. It's those upon his heart, isn't it? That's the sweet efficacy to reach these characters that are lost. And they always, they never shall be, but for grace and the pardoning love of Christ. Sweet subject. Oh, that we might be able to live upon his grace. The benediction's always laid out, isn't it? But oh, do we feel to need it? May the grace of Lord Jesus and love of God and so on. No, it's all bound up in this sweet subject of going unto him, even without the camp, bearing his reproach. It's unto him. Now, quickly. It's bound up here. The mountain of myrrh. I believe it's Calvary. And the sacred suffering. It's love abounding, isn't it? You should love these worthless, guilty sinners. But when the Lord began with me, I love that sentiment. His traitors and his foes. And I had some sweet thoughts about that. It's my sin. Laid him low. Oh, but he loves these traitors. And friends, he hasn't given them over as they richly deserve. And the law shan't devour them. And Satan certainly won't. Oh, get me. No, it's the increase of faith and the working of faith by God's own grace. Friends, that's the point, isn't it? It's what faith does, it justifies through the blood of Jesus Christ. Sweet subject. You can't go too often unto him with your load of sin, freshly contracted and full of unbelief. Friends, go out unto him with a who can tell. He might be gracious. And God give you mercy. In the face of the man, dear Jacob said, didn't he? So it is, full of grace and truth. Now lastly, my thoughts can come to a conclusion. And to the hill of frankincense, what does it mean? Well, friends, I believe it's the sweetness of prayer heard in that high and heavenly place. He answered any of your cries. I'm sure some of you know what I mean. Only God could do it. How much more in your soul, friends? It's what he is in the sweetness of redemption. It's accomplished. It's the fullness of it. Now, a little while ago, I was down in Trowbridge. Dear man, I think it's my last visit. And we sang hymn 414, and I want to just quote from it because it did me so much good. Coming home, I felt I knew something. 414. I long for a concert of heavenly praise. It's heaven, isn't it? To Jesus, my God, the omnipotent Son, my soul should awake in harmonious lays. Could it tell half the wonders that Jesus has done? Oh, it's when it's put to our account, isn't it? I'd sing how he left his mansions of light, the robes made of glory that dressed him above, yet pleased with his journey and swift in his flight, he came on the pinions of covenant love. I like that. Quick down to the place of our distant abode. He came, it's what's, isn't it? He came, we adore him, to raise us on high. He came to atone through the sufferings, made perfect the dread justice of God, and took up a life to be able to die. You'll have to just bear with me reading the hymn, because it takes up my thoughts in conclusion. But then mention no more of the vengeance of God. The lions of hell and the roaring no more. We lift up our eyes. Now, the Lord help me to insist on faith. We lift up our eyes to his shining abode. We've been reading of it in Psalm 24. Our loudest hosannas, his name shall adore. His conquest is crowned with the honours he won. I like that. Hosanna through all the ethereal groves, the God and the man. Oh, friends, I like it. How he fills up his throne. How he shines. How he smiles. How he looks. How he loves. Well, I've just shared that with you. We need it made over, I know. But friends, that's it, isn't it? It's looking to that high abode. Prayers answered by the dear Redeemer. And friends, he's the sum of it. Oh, the Lord bless a few thoughts this evening. Forgive anything amiss. Till the day break and the shadows flee away. Turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Tim Parrish will preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Robert Field on Friday evening next week. Our closing hymn is 788. 788. Come, ye humble sinner train, souls for whom the Lamb was slain. Cheerful, let us raise our voice. We have reason to rejoice. Let us sing with saints in heaven, life restored and sin forgiven. Glory and eternal Lord be to our incarnate God. Hymn 788.
forgive all amiss. Leave us not to words without knowledge. Take of the things of Jesus and bring us right at last. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us each. Amen.